Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm back. Just to touch base and talk about the latest fear of an asteroid crashing into the Earth this fall. Is it real this time? Is it just another false end world prophecy? That's what God warned us about, too. Fear-based false prophecy. Saying hello, fear-based prophecy, is that what it is to be, always to scare us? It's under entertainment, and it's rated PG-13 today. I haven't been on the show in months. I'm going to check the last time I did a show. Hopefully I didn't just lose the studio. The last time I did a show was it the spring? It's like there's been some updates and improvements here. June 4th. So it was the last time I did a show. June 4th. And it was on coffee and Martians. And it just didn't go over very well. It's only like 3 views. I've had a few more views than that, but after a year of mental illness corrupting me, the medication not working right, I went through quite a few deep valleys and thresholds of a friend being abducted, harassment in our own home, around our home. But what's this latest thing about an asteroid hitting the Earth? Has anyone heard of that? Let's see if I type it in. What I get. I put asteroid soon to destroy Earth. And it says, no, an asteroid isn't going to destroy the Earth. NASA forced to address radical claims a giant asteroid will soon. A massive asteroid is on a collision course with Earth, and it's large enough to spell the end of humanity. This is the radical claim of an online community of biblical theorists. Say that the life as we know it will be wiped out between the 22nd to the 28th September this year. Despite their lack of credentials, the popularity of the prediction has now forced NASA to speak up, dismissing the theory as unfounded. NASA knows of no asteroid or comet currently on a collision course with Earth, so the probability of a major collision is quite small. A NASA spokesperson said, in fact, as best as we can tell, no large object is likely to strike the Earth any time in the next several hundred years. Well, I guess my show was just a waste of time then, because the asteroid isn't going to hit the Earth. And there really isn't any current fear-based end of the social climate as we know it that have yet to prosper or come about over the last 10 years. What has gotten worse is the laws upon laws upon laws upon laws that we are currently and continue to be placed under. Now we throw the gay marriage into the mix and knocking down rebel flags, and this is against the law and that's against the law, till infinium. Now I think that's a good sign that the times of the end could be near, but we still need about another 10 years of extra laws upon laws upon laws that shred us of our social and independent human freedom on this earth as citizens that we were meant to be, free and flourishing on the earth, of continent, of the United States of America. I don't have much more than that to say today. That was in a whole barely 10 minutes. Let's see what else we can find quickly. The dollar to collapse soon. Now, Jim Wheely says U.S. dollar will not survive 2015. I don't know what that means. Who's Jim Wheely? Who knows? Taking forever to download. Everyone's wondering why I have not been on Blog Talk for a while, those few stragglers. My computer just died. And so I've been waiting on a motherboard while the cars were getting fixed. And I should be up and running in another week and a half. Right now I'm currently borrowing my son's computer. I'm not even going to read this. It's just, Russia jumped off the petrodollar recycle wagon. Their entire oil trade will not be kept in U.S. dollars. Instead, it will be exchanged immediately into rubles. Expect some to be converted into RMB for their bilateral trade with China. The Russian action is an integral part of the demise of the petrodollar. They react to U.S.-led boycott. The Swiss removed a 120-euro peg to their franc currency. For over 3 years, their central bank had maintained a hoard of paper macho euro currencies that accumulated perhaps as much as 80 billion euros. It became unsustainable. They ran a long U.S. dollar trade with short gold, which finally will go into reverse. The Langley crew had billion and SW francs stuffed in shrink-wrapped pallets. They profited handsomely. The Swiss seemed to have opened the gates of hell for the gold market. It might have been slammed with the gold margin call as least gold bullion dried up. The Greeks have prepared to exit the European Union and to default on debt. The Euro Central Bank announced details in their newest QE tampering. King Abdullah died and the transition for the royal family begins. Merkel has offered trade union proposal to Russia, which discards the U.S.-led TTIP trade pact. The German watchdog financial cop, BaFin, found no improper manipulation in the gold market. The Swiss have set up a major RMB trading center in Zurich. The details of Gazprom pipeline extensions for Turkey have been revealed. The U.S. economy had an enormous miss and expected durable good orders. The list of job cuts and project cutbacks in the U.S., Canadian, British, and European economies was 6 pages in length for a recent work toward the January hat trick letter. It was refined to a few pages. It is a veritable procession of business failure from failed monetary and economic policy failure. The U.S. economy is stuck in a multi-year powerful recession. QE aggravates the economic deterioration. Numerous major name corporations are making utterly huge, astonishing job cuts, the most recent being IBM. Big banks and energy-related firms dominate in such news. I'm going to stop there. The list goes on and on. Of trouble. And lo and behold, I only have about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to end the show. my audios are no longer downloaded, which is a good thing, because by the next show or two, I will have new songs posted up this time around. But it will still be me and John, my husband. So I hope all of you have a great day. And c'est la vie. Hasta luego, baby.